Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jamie Knight, and I'm a realtor with Real Broker right here in Cajun Country, Lafayette, Louisiana. The goal of this podcast is to add massive value by bringing insider access to our area's top agents and from agents around the South. Although we are a little bit out of the South, I guess if you want to consider Southern California South. But my hope is that you take a few things away from their experiences that'll help you grow your own business. My guest today is Southern California realtor, team leader of the Power Real Estate Group at Real Broker, Jeff McGonigal. Jeff, welcome to the podcast, my brother.
Jamie, my man. Thank you so much for having us today, man. It's really an honor and a blessing. Been following everything you guys are doing. It's really amazing. Honored to be here.
Yeah, man. And actually, we were supposed to record this podcast. It just didn't end up happening at the Real Rise conference over in Vegas. We just couldn't line it up. We had a couple things that got in the way, but so happy to be able to be recording with you virtually. So, Jeff, I guess tell us a little bit about what you're doing, because you're doing some huge stuff over there in Southern California. And what I love about it is you're getting back to the grind, baby, the grit, what it takes to sell real estate right now in a tough market. And you guys are doing it by going back to basics and doing all the right things. So I'm so excited to hear about some of the grit and the grind that you're training these team members on. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing in Southern Cal and give us a little bit of background on you.
I love that you use the word grit. That's actually one of our core values at Power Real Estate Group. It's grit, because no matter what, there's always some shiny salesperson that's trying to sell agents on what's new and how they can do it. Yeah, we got all the new features, but none of it works if we aren't really putting in the work. And as you know, markets change, programs, you know, clients move, things happen. And it gets tough out here. So grit being one of our core values is really important to us. We've never changed, man. We've been the same team since we started 4 years ago. Our agents pick up the phones. They do the open houses. They role play. They train. They work on their scripting. They work on their talking points. You know, we do quarterly SWOT analysis to identify our weak spots and how we can grow. And we really, really move as a unit. So, you know, that has year over year since we've started, we've been consistently having a 20% increase in transaction sales. And this year is on pace for no different, right? I know what the market is saying, but Power is moving the needle. We're doing what it takes.
Dude, I absolutely love that, man, because I feel like a realtor's daily plan involves them scrolling on social media or doing some Instagram post that's going to maybe generate them some opportunities instead of like avoiding the things that they should be doing every day in their business. And that's actually making contacts with people. So I guess talk to us a little bit about what you guys are coaching on, what you're teaching, what a realtor who is struggling right now should definitely be doing every day in their business. So let's talk about some actual tactical items of what they should be doing.
We really break it down from the moment an agent joins our team. We have a conversation. We try to figure out what their goals are and how we can align and really help them grow. And everybody has different goals. Some people want to do 12, some people want to do 100, but they need to be able to understand the math behind that. So a little exercise that we got from Sharon is basically take their goal, multiply that. So if they want to do 12 transactions, multiply that by 59. You take that number, you divide it by 11, and then you take that and you divide it by 20. And that tells them how many contacts they need to have. So if someone wanted to do 12 transactions in a year, they would need to have three contacts per day, 5 days a week in a year to be able to close 12 transactions. Ironically, when Sharon rolled that out, I gave him a call and I was like, how did you get that number? Because I had been studying that for about 2 years at the point. And I had came out to almost the same exact framework, knowing that our agents needed to have three conversations of a what and a when to get there. So after we identify that aspect of it, based off of their goals, it's simple math, we talk about how they're going to spend their time going after those three, right? Or going after that six if you want to do 24 transactions, whatever that number might be. And we've broken it down once again into an agent should focus on four things. Right? And those four things should equal an 8-hour workday. Those four things are: one, they should spend 1 hour pouring back into themselves, whether that's role play, whether that's a podcast, really studying, learning, and working on their craft. the next they should spend 2 hours working on, you know, focus, keep your eyes on your plate. What do you already have, right? Do you already have somebody in escrow? Take care of them. Do you already have somebody that is pre-approved? What can you do to find them that ideal home today, right? Go through their list, and we utilize a CRM called Follow Up Ball. So in that, we have the stages that are broken down, and based off of stages, they work those 2 hours to be able to stay top of mind and really work for clients. No one wants to be followed up on. I call it, you want to do a follow through. It's like you're shooting a basketball. You want to follow through on your shot, right? So there goes 1 hour plus the two, you're at three. The next 3 hours, they should actually be prospecting. Go into your CRM and actually prospect. Go in. We have pawns in ours, and pawns are hand raisers, consumers who rose their hands to see a property or were interested in and filled out some type of form to get into our database. We have them call. Prospecting doesn't have to just be calls, though. We also recommend going back and let's do some door knocking today, right? Can you prepare and make sure mailers are going out today? Can you, that time that you spend filming your content, that should, is to get buyers or sellers, if that's what you're looking for, right? That is considered prospecting. Doing that every single day should lead you to your final 2 hours of every day in the math equation, spending some time face to face with clients, whether those are buyers or sellers. Everything else is a luxury or a distraction. And if agents can stay in those realms, they equal one, you get to go home to your family at a decent hour and actually get to close down your laptop. But number two is you are going to be able to open escrow on a consistent basis. We start with consistency. We start with understanding the math of real estate, and we reverse engineer it from your goal down to your activities of what it's going to take to get there.
Dude, I love that, man. Absolutely. And a lot of agents ask me like, hey, what's a great success schedule? But I love that you guys are building it around their goals, because a great success schedule for me and my goals are totally different than yours or any other agent, right? And I just love that you're giving them some tangible tasks, right? Hey, from 8 to 9 a.m., you're doing this. From 9 to 11, you're doing this. From whatever it is, you know, like schedule your day out, because I believe, and I've been doing this right now, I just celebrated my 21st year in the business.
Congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely. And the reason that that happened is because of the consistency and the things that I do every day. And it's the boring, the monotonous things that I do every day is why I have success. And agents just, they don't get that, man. It's like, I feel like they, like if you plotted out a normal realtor's day, it would look like the back of a tapestry, right? It would be a complete mess, because they're going squirrel, and they're going here and they're going there, and they don't really have a game plan. But I love this strategy as far as like actually planning out the day. And then at the end of the week, you can say, hey, I did this. At the end of the week, you can say, I did that. And like, that's powerful. And at the end of a year, you can say, I did that 5 days a week. And then now it's added up to that, versus saying like, some realtors, I'm like, hey, be honest with yourself and take an evaluation on what you did this week for your business. Or did you just fly around and just handle stuff? And maybe you had some conversations, you had a closing, and you wrote a contract. Like, what was the intentional effort that you're doing? One other thing I also wanted to add to it, and this is a part of the schedule that I'm telling agents that I'm helping as well, is you have to be in the market every day. That's a part of one thing that I'm recommending. I don't know if that's what you're recommending as well.
Yeah, because you're in the market when you're spending those 2 hours looking for those 30 clients, right?
Yeah.
So in that 2 hours, we have it broken down for first, take care of your escrow clients. Right? Who do you have in escrow? Get back to your transaction coordinator, respond back to emails, do what you need to do, let them know here's what you should expect from today. The next level is people who you are submitting offers for. Work on them. Follow up on that offer. Follow up on, you know, go to the MLS. If they wrote an offer one time, they're going to write an offer again, right? So go into the MLS, see if there's anything hot, new, or anything, or backup offers, anything like that. From the next, it's going to be the people you have actually showed an appointment to. So all your Mets, you're showing homes, and people you have appointments set with, you should never go more than 2 days without staying top of mind with them, having a conversation with them, working for them, right? That's where it's really important. That's the key thing is, did you work for your clients today? And people wonder why they get ghosted. Well, you ghosted them first. You promised the world, you showed up, you met them, you picked up a lead or a call, and then you are waiting for them to go find another property for you to sell them. It doesn't really make any sense, right?
Yeah, so, realtors have gotten so lazy, it seems like, with the Zillows and the Realtor.com of the world. They're like waiting for the, let me know what you guys want to see, right? Like it's like their responsibility to somehow do our job and like actually them send us the Zillow link or the Realtor.com link, right?
You know, it's and like most crazy. Of them flunk out on those programs as well because those programs aren't there to save you. The funnel's smaller. Like you didn't have to go and prospect for that lead, but that opportunity hits your phone and then you don't do anything with it, right? Because your habits are bad. They have bad habits. So we try to change the habits or, you know, at least give them a plan, give them a step-by-step instructions of what they should do and how they should respond back to people based off of their activities. The higher the activities, the further down, like in escrow. And if you have somebody under contract, you should be working for them and communicating with them every single day that you're working. And that turns into a compound effect, right? You start to move people down the funnel quicker and escrows get resolved because you're not going 2 or 3 days without handling an escrow problem. You're taking care of it then and then you're moving on. So a lot of that comes together with understanding the process and buying into the daily activities. People will get a job at Walmart or McDonald's and they show up and they'll work really hard for a place that they really hate. And then they get into a job and a career that has no limits and they will coast and wonder why it doesn't work. So, because you didn't work.
Yeah, absolutely. Like work harder than you would at McDonald's, right?
Please.
It's like, can we at least make that commitment, you know? And that's showing up, baby. You know, why not work 8 to 5? If you're a full-time realtor, I mean, even 8 to 4, 4 days a week would be better than most realtors. And I think the most powerful thing that we have in our business is the phone and our ability to either be on the phone with somebody, have a conversation with somebody, and or have a face-to-face in-person meeting is even better, right, if we can have that. But I feel like that's the important part of it, and I feel like that's the part that a lot of agents miss. So talk about phone calls for us a little bit. I want realtors to get the real gold nugget on this thing, right? And I mean, am I wrong in that? Is phone calls probably the most important thing, or in-person meetings probably the most important part of the process of what you're looking for every day?
The phone is absolutely. We are, I think by 2-to-1 ratio, the number one dialing team in the follow-up ball system in the nation.
Let's go.
I can't tell you how I know that, but I know that. And the fact of the matter is we train on those skills. Everyone will like to say, well, I'm better in person. No, you're not. You're not better in person. When that opportunity comes, you will stutter, you will stammer, you will do all these different things that you were going to do over the phone anyways. So we start agents out with really conversational role play, conversational trainings. And once they get that smooth, we get them on the phone and we really, really work that process. Our agents are calling for, you know, we do a ton of listings. So we are calling the database for, you know, buyers that might be interested in our listings as they're coming soon. And what we really tried to preach is don't just call people. Call people with a purpose. You should have a purpose. You should have a goal of this conversation. And once that happens, the conversation starts to flow. We teach them to write out their objections and write out the objection. Stop what you're doing, go and figure out how to handle that, practice that, and one step at a time. Like you said, it's the compound effect. After 6 months, they're already on their third or fourth deal, even though they got their license 6 months ago. And that's what keeps us moving. That's what keeps the ball going. And it turns into building confidence. And then you can't stop the agents after that. Then we're over here doing different business plans and leveraging time and virtual assistant here. And because they start to make more, leverage more, and grow their business. But everything starts with the phone. We use tools such as Shiloh to allow our agents to be able to log in and see exactly what they need to work on and how they compare to other people on the team. It really guides them through what their next steps are. So we invest in our agents to be able to have the best tech to be able to get better at the foundational skills. And I know for a fact, picking up that phone is a foundational skill. If you're too afraid to pick up the phone, you're probably too, this might not work.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, there's a lot of realtors right now who are like under the gun financially, right? They're under the gun. They need to make another deal so that they can keep their license, man. And it's like, you know, they look at this phone as if it's going to be some crazy thing, man, like that's going to like totally embarrass them or ruin their world. And it's like, man, like you said, just come up with something that like is a reason for your call. Like I almost like looking at the phone, like it's juicy gossip, right? It's like, let's just say you heard some crazy news story and you got to call your best friend and tell him, hey man, dude, I can't believe, you know, listen to this crazy story I just heard of, dude, here's the YouTube link or whatever. It's the same thing when I'm having a conversation on the phone. It could be like, call around a foreclosure, man. You know, hey, just this foreclosure house just came up on your street. I don't know if that's somebody you knew or whatever, but dude, here's the information about it, man, in case you guys want to pick your neighbors, right? So it's just like finding those couple ways that you can like build connections on the phone with people, man, and like just getting out there and like making calls. I've gotten so many opportunities this year, and I pretty much run a referral business myself where I've been in the business quite a while. So it's afforded me the opportunity to have referrals. So my dials are a little bit different than some other realtors, but I'm like, man, like get on the phones every day and like have conversations. If you don't want to call complete strangers, you should be at least calling your client base. So talk to us maybe a little bit about like what portions or percentages of phone calls are like new dials, or what portions or percentages are like past clients or people that you've potentially have done business with in the past. Do y'all have some sort of strategy on that as well?
Yes. A lot of the agents that we meet, we have, if you have past clients, if you come into the team and you have a book of business, we want you to sit down and build out and through conversation. If you already know it, great. But if you don't know it, it's a checklist of things that you should be able to gather from your client, right? You want to know as much information as possible with them. I like to use the 13th month home warranty as just an excuse. Like, hey, you know what? Home warranty, it's going to expire. What's been going on with the home? And open the door with my past clients. And from there, how's the wife? How's the kids? How's this? How's that? And making sure we're jotting down names, birthdays, anniversaries. And then from there, you have reasons. Once you gather that information about them, you have the reasons to have the touch points. And another thing that we do with the experienced agents, once they're in the system, we want them to then go and out of your 50 to 100 closed past clients that you've closed, how many of them do you follow on social media? Because now when they're on Facebook, it will literally tell you that today's Jamie's birthday. Say happy birthday, right? Yeah. Look for these things. Look for reasons for you to be able to reach out. One of the strategies that we have is put into your calendar a specific day of the week where you're going to go and make a phone call. If they don't pick up, go and respond or do something on social media, go and comment on a post, go do something for somebody that you've already closed on, right? Stay top of mind and, you know, happy birthday, anniversary, like do something for one of those clients. And that's what we do on that. For the newer agents, the ones who don't have a book of business, everything with us is as a company, as a team, we focus on marketing and prospecting. Marketing generates hand raisers, those hand raisers going to our database. And the first to hit those leads or opportunities are going to be our virtual assistant team. And our virtual assistant teams are going to work that and then assign it back to an agent. If that client decides that they are not going to buy right now, or you know, communication starts to drop, they enter a pond and then the agents will call, stay top of mind with that client. Once they start to build some rapport, they pull that back out and the system repeats itself. Right? The goal is to move them further along. You're going off of great notes. So if you were the first to speak to them, Jamie, and then I got them out the pond, I'm expecting that, you know, I could look at the notes and see that they're looking in Anaheim. They want to be underneath 320,000. The reason for them moving is because as of this date, they were expecting a child. What happened? They went ghost, but 9 months later, I give them a call and they're ready to start again. I'll be able to look up, see the detailed notes, say, oh, by the way, Jamie, it looks like you had a kid back in 9 months ago. You know, how's everything going? And then we could build from there. We open up, have more conversation. And next thing you know, we're closing. And now we put them into our, as my partner Jose likes to say, our future, our repeat clients, our lifelong client portal, where we're going to stay top of mind just through conversation. We're trying to do everything to stimulate a conversation.
Dude, I absolutely love that, man. Because when you're thinking about Zillow leads or Realtor.com leads or all these other lead sources, it's like, what are you hoping to have at the end of the day by spending all this money on Zillow, right? You're hoping to have the conversation. I mean, you might as well just have the damn conversation anyway and just cut to the chase, right? I mean, you know, some people spend a crazy amount of money on Zillow, and I'm sure y'all are as well, is like, that number is huge, but all you're hoping to do is have the conversation with somebody that may be ready.
The agents on our team that convert the highest on Zillow are also the agents on our team that have the highest personal transaction amount and the agents on our team who have the highest activity in our CRM.
Yeah.
It wasn't Zillow. It wasn't that open house. It wasn't the door. It was them. They were the difference. And, you know, even the moves that Zillow is moving towards now, the nation is going full flex. So being able to pay is going to go away. They're only going to want to work with people who can actually close. So if you're not building your skill to have genuine conversations and move people down the real estate funnel, even the Zillows of the world are going to be going away from you.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, it's all being taken away. I've heard that same thing too. I was at a national conference and I was chatting with the biggest Zillow Flex team in Texas, and they were saying, man, like, conversation around the block is that the Zillow Premier Agent, individual agents are kind of on the chopping block right now because everything, like you said, is going to Flex. So if you're not the type of agent that's out there making phone calls, generating your own opportunities, then your business is at risk if you're high Zillow, for sure. So you got to be careful. But I love this strategy, man. I just feel like it's like, this is the way that I was growing my business 20 plus years ago, man. Like, just going and hitting the streets, man, calling for sub by owners, calling anybody who would talk to me, right? Like, trying to knock on doors when I was doing an open house, or trying to get on the tax roll, right, and try to find these people and message them on Facebook, man. It's like, that same stuff works right now. And I feel like a lot of the confusion in the real estate market has been the Zillows, and that's created the easy realtor waiting till the phone rings kind of thing, you know, rather than the proactive realtor that's making the phone ring or proactively reaching out. So,
yeah, a lot of, when it comes to open house and tried and true methods such as open houses, mailers, those are our highest ROIs. Those are, like I said, 70% of the opportunity, 70% of our transactions that we close are coming from agents sticking to the fundamentals, right? I know everyone's on TikTok and they're doing all these dances, but I have our agents track how many videos and how many opportunities, how many clients reached out, and really create a funnel off of that, right? It might be fun, but is it profitable? So reading Profit First right now, and taking Mike's line from that book, and it's the line is, even well-dressed poverty is still poverty, right? So are the things that you're doing just cool, or do they actually have an income base to it? Is it actually going to make you money? Do you have call to action? Do you have a next step? Do you know who your ideal client is that you're marketing to on social media, or are you just making content for other realtors to laugh at? So we get right back down to the fundamentals. We do quarterly check-ins on that business plan every year. How was this quarter? How was last quarter? Can you pay yourself as a owner of your business, right? So sitting with agents, and as they build out their businesses, sitting down and showing them how to allocate their funds to be able to say, hey, what do you pay yourself? What are you going to pay in taxes? What are you going to, as an owner, are you taking your quarterly distributions, or are you behind, right? And building this system for agents has really been a game changer for us. Agents show up every single day knowing what they need to accomplish daily, weekly, monthly, and it all compounds into their crushing their yearly goals.
Dude, I love it, man. And I love following you guys on social because you guys are always putting out content. I'm like, dude, look at them. They're out there. You know, they got this big team scenario and they're out there making calls or just getting all hyped up about the grind side of it, not like the social side of it, man. So I love that y'all are like teaching them how to actually sell real estate, man, because that's the basics. Is the basics is like building on a cool foundation of like here's the foundation that you need to build off of. And it's not, hey, I'm going to go and dance on TikTok and expect to do it. These are tried and true tactics that have worked for the past however long people have been buying and selling real estate, right? It's having conversations with people. The same stuff worked on the first house that was ever sold in the history of the US, right? It probably wasn't some dancing video. It was obviously there weren't even videos back then, but you know, the same strategies work, man. And like, I feel like we've just gotten away from the core of how you sell real estate. And for realtors right now who are struggling, man, like, you know, reach out to Jeff, man, reach out to me, dude, like, and just be like, hey, Jamie, like, I need some encouragement, man. And let's talk through your weekly schedule.
It starts there. It really does. It really starts there. And you touched on this earlier. It was about accountability. So one of the things that we do is, yes, we have role play every day, but on Fridays we get together and we recap what happened for the week. What did they get accomplished? So there's the four disciplines of execution that talks about wildly important goals in that book. And in that book, I have the agents during those accountability meetings, and it's a group accountability meeting, right? If you don't have accountability partners in business, go find some. Go join a team or go find another solo agent, someone you can lean on who's going to help you because life is hard. So, and life will start to life and your accountability partner can help keep you focused. So what we do in these meetings is we go over what our goals were for the week and then articulate and demonstrate what our plan will be to achieve next week's goals. And these little meetings, you can, and I record every single one of them, and they get the notes on them, but I also go in and comprise and put together what their goals were at the beginning of a quarter and what their goals are at the end of the quarter. And I show them, hey, you saw because you did the same boring thing every single day that your goal was to do 5 appointments in a week and now you're up to 15 appointments in a week. Your goal was to open 1 escrow a month and now this month you crushed it and you opened 3 or 6 or you see what I'm trying to say? Like showing them the results of the work that's coming in. It's not just going out here and grit. Another one of our core values is fun, like simply fun. This job, you should be enjoying your life. This is no one is forcing you to do this. So if you work really hard, you will earn it by the sweat of your brow. So if you get out here and you really put in the work, you're going to get it. The rewards are there. And when the rewards come, you should treat yourself. You should treat your family. Everybody's here. Hey, I get it. I just want to help somebody. Yeah, you can help somebody doing anything. You're also here to make money. And you understand that money is a tool to help you actually live the life that you want to live.
Yep, absolutely, brother. Well, we're getting a little bit tight on time, man. We blew through 30 minutes, no problem, man. But I always like to close every single podcast kind of in the same way, right? And I've been speaking this the whole podcast, right? Is our goal of the entire podcast is that agents can grab value from our guests and what they bring to the table. And I really want you to speak to an agent right now. And there are a ton of them who are either brand new or they're experienced and they're struggling right now. What are you saying to that agent to help maybe give them a little bit of a spark and get them going in 2025? And then we'll close it out.
This goes to anyone who feels like they're struggling. And this also goes to those who are doing well. Today can be your day one. Figure out what you didn't do right so you don't make those same mistakes, but come up with a plan and execute that plan. Work for yourself. You should be your very best employee. And if you do what you said you were going to do, you're going to get the results that you wanted. So take a deep breath. Be okay with what however many days it's August 14th right now, however many days it is in the year, whatever your goal is, you can crush it between now and the end of the year. I've seen it happen. If you can focus on what you need to do and take your time and do what's on that list, write down what you're going to do every day and accomplish it. You said you were going to make 50 phone calls, make those 50 phone calls. You said you wanted to make 100, make 100. You said you want to do an open house, schedule an open house. There's 7 days in a week, not just two. You can do open houses on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays as well, right? Get out there and start to speak to people. Don't be that secret agent. Get out here and actually have conversations that are going to lead to conversion. Only you can change your life.
Dude, freaking love that, man. Y'all are awesome, man. I love y'all's vibe and I love everything that you're doing, man. Getting back to basics, building a great foundation for your agents, brother. So, Jeff, thank you so much for what you do and being a part of our podcast, man. It has been an absolute pleasure to just be in the same room as everybody that's doing so many awesome things over at Real, man. I travel around the country and I just get to hang out with amazing people who are just doing business the exact same way that we are in South Louisiana is working in Southern California. It's just back to basics, man. So I hope that agents who are hearing this, man, if they're struggling, that they reach out to you. And I just really appreciate your time and joining us here on the podcast, brother.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for having me, Jamie.
All right, Jeff. Well, guys, we launch a brand new episode every Monday morning on audio version, and we are putting these also up on YouTube. So I encourage you to go follow the pod, man. Send this podcast to a realtor who is struggling right now, man. And again, we appreciate y'all listening and tuning in every week. And I hope that you guys have an amazing day.